this morning. I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Jesus is speaking in the Sermon on the Mount of the path of discipleship. This is not the path to salvation. This is the path after salvation. It is how we are to live our lives. He has spoken about true righteousness, what that looks like. He has spoken about true worship. And now he begins to speak this morning in our verses about true treasure. What do we value? I'm thankful for the value that we can place on godly mothers, faithful mothers. It is difficult in our day because what was once a given for motherhood is not always so. The Bible says, can a mother forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the fruit of her womb? Yea, she may forget. And we are seeing more and more, unfortunately, mothers who do not care for or care about their children. They do not invest the time in them. There's a spirit, not just among mothers, there's in our culture, a spirit of selfishness, a spirit of self-centeredness. I love the next part of that verse, but the Lord says, I will not forget you. I have graven you upon the palms of my hands. And I'm glad that he will never forget us. But as we think about that treasure, it is easy for us in this life to focus on the things in this world that we value. And Jesus is going to speak truth to his disciples. In the Sermon on the Mount, he is speaking truth to us today. I hope that you will give heed, not because I am the one preaching, but because it is Jesus who is preaching this sermon. This text is from a sermon that Jesus preached. And so this is his sermon today. He speaks about three things that I want you to see as we read through these verses. And then we'll come and draw some truths from these. First of all, in verse 19, first I want you to see that he talks about the earthly possessions that we have. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. We have earthly treasures. Now, I want to pause there a moment before we move into the next verse, and I want to back up a little bit into the previous verses, because he's been talking about those who wanted earthly reward. This treasure is not merely what we would think of treasure. We think of treasure as maybe a pirate's chest buried somewhere on a desert island with X marks the spot, and there's gold and silver and there's jewels, and that's the treasure that we're thinking about. But there are those, for example, that Jesus would speak about that were looking for earthly treasure. He said, verily, they have their reward. For them, what they treasured, what they valued, was the praise of men. The Pharisees prayed in public. They gave in public. They fasted publicly. Why? Because they wanted a reward on this earth. They were not being paid for these things. They were receiving the praise of men. And Jesus says, verily, they have their reward. So our earthly treasures, there are earthly things and earthly possessions. It might be a home. It might be money. It might be a family. It might be any number of things that are a part of what we have. But then he goes on in verse 20, he talks about our eternal investment. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Jesus says there is the eternal investment of what we possess. Someone has said that there's three ways that we can use the life God has given us. We can waste our lives. And sadly, there are many people today, as there have been through the centuries, who are wasting their life. They are using it for nothing, or they are using it for frivolous things. As you get older, and as I look across the congregation, everybody here this morning is getting older. None of y'all are getting any younger. That came as a shock to some of y'all. We're all getting older, but some of us are older than others. The older I get, the more I value my time. I will sometimes say to Will and Dylan when they were a little bit younger, I would say, y'all quit wasting my time. My time's worth more than yours because I have less of it left. The older you get, you realize time gets very important. But there are those who are wasting their lives. They're wasting the things that they have in this life. There are those who will spend their lives. They will be active and they will do things, but their life is spent and it is gone. So you can waste your life, you can spend your life, or you can invest your life. And that is what Jesus is talking about here, laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven. And then in verse 21, Jesus talks about our exalted treasure. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. This is one of the highly misquoted verses in Scripture. Many times you'll hear people say it in reverse. They will quote it and they'll say, where your heart is, that's where your treasure is going to be. That's not what Jesus says. Jesus says where your treasure is. Wherever you're laying up treasure, that's where your heart is going to be. Wherever your treasure is, that's where your whole being is going to be invested. If you're laying up treasures on earth, don't lay up treasures on earth. But if you're laying up treasures on earth, you are going to be invested in this earth. That's where your heart is going to be. And if you're laying up treasures in heaven, then that's where your heart will be. The point of this message, really the point of Jesus is in these verses and what he'll say in the next three verses is, where is your heart? Is your heart in the things of this earth? Are you consumed with the things of this earth? Or is your heart your treasure in heaven? He's going to go on in the next verses, and we won't spend much time with these. But in verse 21, where your treasure is, there is your heart also. Verse 22, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, generous, giving, not holding on to the things of this earth, your whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye be evil, it has the connotation, the understanding of the idea of greediness and holding on tightly to the things of this world. He said, your whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? We've already seen in this sermon that we are called to be the light of the world, not to be consumed by darkness. He goes on to say in verse 24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, the lust for material things. Jesus understands that you cannot simultaneously lay up for yourself treasures in heaven and have a heart for heaven while having a heart for this earth. You have to treasure Christ. I want you to see some things that Jesus tells us. How can we do this? What does it look like for us to follow the truth of true treasure? Jesus says, first of all, in verse 19, hold your earthly treasures loosely. Hold your earthly treasures loosely. These treasures can be money. These treasures can be possessions. They can be time. They can be our ambitions. They can be our interests. They can be our family. On this day in which we speak of the treasure of our mothers, we treasure them. If you've had a godly mother, a mother that you were close to, a mother that you loved, whether she's still here or not, you hold that treasure. And mothers treasure their children. They love their children. And within a family, there's that idea we value. And there are other things in our life, our time, our interest, our skills, our knowledge. Those are things that we treasure. They are treasures of our life. But he says, don't lay up treasures on this earth. Don't hold them tightly. Hold them loosely. The things that we possess may possess us. These things are gifts from God. We acknowledge that. We acknowledge that what God has given to us, everything that you or I have in our life, is a gift from God. If I have one more breath, if I live for one more moment on this earth, that life is a gift from God. You're alive today. Somebody told me one time, a man said, God's never done anything for me. I said, say that one more time. He said, God's never done anything for me. I said, the breath that you breathed in to say those words out was given you by God. God gives us these things, but we can hold them too tightly. And the treasures that we hold tightly, The treasures that we hold too tightly will become an idol in our lives. You see, we take good things and make them into God things. In the Old Testament, I'm reminded of the story of Moses. Moses goes up on the mountain to get the Ten Commandments. God's speaking to him. He has this Bible conference with God for 40 days and 40 nights. And while he's up there, God's saying to him, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image." And he comes down from the mountain, and what does he find? He finds that Aaron has, and the children of Israel have had another god before him and have made to themselves a graven image. And he asks Aaron about it, and Aaron gives that wonderfully terrible story. "Well, I just took, they wanted a god, and so I took the gold and I threw it into the fire, and there it was." And Brother Moses was probably thinking, "I'm going to smack you into next week." Where did they get the gold? The gold was gold that when they came out of the land of Egypt, God told Moses, "Tell the people to go to their Egyptian neighbors and ask of them for gold and jewelry and all this wealth." And the Bible says God gave them favor, and they spoiled the Egyptians, and they took all this gold, 400 years of back pay for slavery in Egypt. And they came out of Egypt with this great wealth. It was God's gift to them. What was this gift for? God knew that in the wilderness, he was going to command them to build the tabernacle, and this gold was going to be used in the beautiful instruments and furnishings of the tabernacle. It was going to be used for worship. It was going to be used for the glory of God. And what did they do? They took that gift from God that was to be used for the glory of God, and they turned it into an idol. And if we're not careful, we'll do the exact same things. The things that God has given to us, we will take those good things. We will take family. We will take friends. We will take possessions. We will take our financial wealth. We will take our interests and our ambitions and our desires and all those things that can be good, and we will hold them tightly, and they will become a god to us. They will become an idol. But Jesus says, those treasures, don't lay up the treasure on this earth. Hold them loosely. Why? Because they can be taken away in an instant. We could speak this morning of the things that people have lost. If you've seen pictures just this week of the storms that came through and people that had beautiful homes gone just like that. Wasn't wrong for them to have a house. Wasn't wrong for them to have a nice house, but it can be gone. Jesus said it can happen naturally. Moth and rust can corrupt it. Or it may happen because of the evil of mankind. Thieves will break through and steal it. There are people who value their reputation. They treasure their reputation. And that reputation can be gone in just a moment because of a lying tongue. And a thief can break through and steal that reputation. There are others who value their mind and their mental acuity and their intelligence. And because of physical circumstances, it can be gone just like that. Don't hold your treasures tightly. They can become idols. Jesus says, hold your earthly treasures loosely. But then in verse 21, he tells us that we are to invest all of our assets eternally. All that we possess is a stewardship from God. You remember the parable Jesus told about the landowner that went on a journey and he left a certain amount of money with one. He left five talents with one servant, two with another, and one with another. A stewardship is when you take something of yours and you give it to someone else to use for your purpose. They are a steward of it. And all these possessions, all these things, all these assets, our life itself is a gift from God, and we are stewards of it. Moreover, Paul said, it is required in stewards that you be found faithful. And so we are to invest eternally. How do I invest eternally? Eternal investment is for the glory of God. How do I use my life for the glory of God? How do I lead my family? How do I love my family for the glory of God? You've heard me say the three G's, and that's exactly where this comes into play. There are those who will invest and use all that they have for themselves. What is good for me? The determining factor of what they're going to do with their finances is what's best for me. The determining factor of how they're going to use their time is going to be what's best for me. Their entire relationship with their family and friends, gifts from God, what's good for me? You seek what's good for you, and you'll get good for nothing. There are others who will seek, well, what brings grace to others? There are those who dedicate their lives, and they use their wealth to try to help others. And it's not always about them. Sometimes it is. Well, it makes me feel good. Sometimes they genuinely care about others. Even unbelievers can do that. But our purpose as believers is to seek first God's glory. And if I use what I have, I invest it for the glory of God, then let me tell you what happens. What's for the glory of God gives grace to others and is good for me. You get that out of order and you're going to lose all three, but you keep that priority and you use what God has given you. You invest it eternally and you invest it for God's glory. There are only three things in this world that are eternal. The Word of God is eternal. God's Word stands forever. The souls of human beings are eternal. They will exist somewhere forever. But the glory of God is eternal. And what we do for His glory will last for eternity. And that's our investment in eternity. How are you investing your life? What are you investing your life in? What are you investing what you have? Your money, your possessions, your family, your relationships. There is a danger that we will turn our families into an idol. There is a danger that we will turn our friends into an idol. And what we turn into an idol will destroy us and will one day be destroyed itself. Jesus says, hold your earthly possessions loosely. Invest your assets eternally. How do we do that, Jesus? We do that by treasuring Christ supremely. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. When I treasure Christ above all else, the things of this world become less important. The old song says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and His grace. Treasuring Christ means that the rest of the things I have in this world, they suddenly lose their appeal. The temptation that calls you and pulls you, that siren call of sin that calls you away from Christ, when you see its worthlessness in the light of Christ's treasure and Christ's value, it suddenly loses its appeal. The greatest inoculation against the disease of sin is the glory of Christ and the treasure of Christ. Paul would pray for the church at Ephesus that you may know the great riches that you have in Jesus Christ. My prayer for you, for every single believer here this morning, for this church, is for us to treasure Christ above all else. For us to find our value in Him. For us to see the value of Him. That all else doesn't matter. One of these days we will stand and be ready to cross death's river. And when that moment comes, whenever and wherever it comes, the things of this world will mean nothing. Not one will pass through death's door. The only treasure we will take into eternity is the treasure of Jesus Christ. And all these things that we spend our life accumulating and piling up and achieving will mean nothing. Jesus says, don't let your body be evil, be dark. Serve, value, treasure Christ. We think about treasuring the things God gives to us. Mothers treasure their children. Children treasure their mothers. We treasure our families. We treasure our friends. But listen to me carefully. Treasure your children. Treasure your mother. But don't treasure them first. Don't treasure them most. You'll treasure them more truly when you treasure Christ more fully. I cannot be the husband that I need to be unless I focus first on Christ. And I'll be a better husband for having focused on Christ. I cannot be the father that I'm to be if I don't first focus on Christ before I focus on my sons. I will be a better father for having done so. Why? Because the treasure, what we treasure. Hold your earthly possessions, your earthly treasures loosely. Invest what you have eternally, but you will do that when you treasure Christ supremely. Where is your treasure? Are you treasuring things that are for Christ? How are we using, how are we investing our life? Dr. Homer Kent gave 5 questions to help us identify what our treasure is. Listen to these questions and think through them with me this morning. He said, what occupies our thoughts when we have nothing else to do? What occupies our daydreams? Is it our investments, our positions, our accomplishment? If so, these are the things that we treasure. That's where our hearts really are. Number 2, he says, what is it that we worry about the most? What do we fret about the most? Is it home or clothing or possessions? That's a way to know where your treasure lies. Apart from our loved ones, what or whom do we dread losing the most? What would you feel the most distraught over losing? What are the things, here's a great mirror to look into. What are the things that we value other people by? How do we evaluate? How do we measure others? Do we measure them by their clothing, by their education, by their homes, by their athletic ability? Do we measure others by their success in the business world? If so, we know that that's where our treasure lies. And lastly, what is it that we know we cannot be happy without? That's your treasure. Is your treasure Christ? Is your treasure on the things of this earth, or is your treasure in heaven? Dr. George Truett was a Baptist pastor in Texas many years ago. He was invited to the home of one of the wealthy men in his congregation, in his community, rather. After the meal, he went out with this man, and they stood in the yard looking around the surrounding area. They went up on a little rise to look around the man's property. The man said, 25 years ago, Pastor, I had nothing. But now, as far as you can see, it's all mine. He said, you look over here, and you see all these oil wells. Every one of those oil wells is mine. All the oil that comes out of them and the money that comes from that is mine. He said, you look over in this direction and you see all these cattle over here. He said, every one of those, that immense herd beyond as far as the eye could see, he said, every one of those is mine. He said, you look in this direction and you see these fields of grain. And he said, you see all of this, he says, as far as your eye could see and more, you could ride for days, and it's all mine, it all belongs to me. He pointed in the 4th direction, he said, over there you see timber, you see forests of timber, and as far as you can see, all of that is mine. He looked back at Pastor Truett, and almost as if he expected him to affirm him and be impressed. And Pastor Truett, very lovingly and very humbly, just simply said, but how much do you have in that direction? I think the question that Jesus makes to us today is not what do we have here, but what do we have there? Where is our treasure? Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I love the simple little song, in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus. In the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. When I am alone, give me Jesus. And then he gets to the last verse and it says, and when I come to die, when nothing else will matter and no treasure will be of any value whatsoever. When I come to die, give me Jesus. Where is your treasure this morning? If your treasure is on this earth, that's where your heart's going to be. But if your treasure is Jesus in heaven, there will your heart be also. Will you bow with me for prayer this morning? Maybe this morning, as we have an invitation, God may speak to your heart, and you may find that there are things in your life, as you look at your life, there are things that you value above heavenly things. There are things that you value above Jesus. The things of this world have drawn your attention. They've drawn your focus. Maybe this morning you need to come and just say, God, I want to treasure Jesus. Jesus, I want you to be the treasure of my heart. Maybe this morning you just want to come and give praise and thanks to Jesus. Lord, thank you for being all that I need. He's all that I need. The church father Tertullian said, nothing that is God's is obtainable by money. If you put a price tag on it, you couldn't afford it. But in Jesus,